Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Republic of the Philippines, President Rodrigo Roa Duterte.
Kindly sit down. Salamat po. Former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana, Presidential Advisor on Military Affairs Under Secretary Arthur Tabaquero, Senator Bongo, AFP Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Cirilito Subihana, Philippine Air Force Commanding General Allen Paredes, Pampanga Vice Governor Lilia Pineda, Mabalacat City Mayor Crisostomo Garbo, NORCOM Commander Lieutenant General Arnolfo Burgos, the officers and enlisted personnel of the Philippine Air Force, mga kasama ko sa gobyerno, mga kababayan. How beautiful it is to look at the sky at dusk and to think that we control our skies in our country. I'm almost tempted to talk extemporaneous, but alam mo, pag kami mga politiko, pag bungo kayong bunganga, matagal matapos. And I have to go home to Davao now because I have to fulfill an engagement there. Our efforts to strengthen our military have been vital in ensuring that we are able to fulfill our sworn and shared duty of protecting our sovereignty and safeguarding the welfare of the Filipino people. I am thus glad to join all of you today as we laud the many accomplishments of our men and women in uniform who have consistently shown dedication and excellence in serving our motherland. I also congratulate the Department of National Defense and the Armed Forces of the Philippines for successfully procuring additional government air assets that will play an indispensable role in safeguarding our nation. Recently, I have approved the proposal to acquire more combat utility vehicles of the AFP. With the recent gains against various terrorist groups, I am confident that our efforts under the AFP modernization program are already paying off. I am particularly pleased with your efforts to eliminate the terrorist groups in Northern Luzon, which have led to the genuine peace and sustainable progress in the area, as well as fostered greater camaraderie among the government security forces operating in the region. Today, we confer the Order of Lapu-Lapu with the rank of Kamagi to outstanding officers and enlisted personnel who took part in restoring peace and order in Sulu in November last year. Your gallantry, bravery and courage are truly exemplary. Alam mo, hindi lahat Filipino, not really to derogate or raise, but mahirap itong trabaho na ito. You stare eyeball to eyeball with death. You know, I was just about 16 years old when I took my solo flight I accumulated along the years of about 800 hours. Ang gipraktisan lang ho namin ay yung L4, the World War II vintage spotter plane, the L4, and when I stopped, I was flying the Super Cub. I hope that your fellow soldiers will look up to you as a source of inspiration and strength, especially when it is the turn to face the battlefield. As we celebrate your achievements, let us also take this occasion to remember the honor of our uniformed personnel who died in the helicopter crash in Bukidnon. I express my deepest condolences to the families they have left behind. Usap kasi kami, but the day after, I was talking to the DND secretary. Sabi ko, Del, palitan mo na yung, is there a way where we can replace itong the aging and the old UE? Alam mo, atin-atin lang ito, but we know deep in our hearts that every time that, you know, old helicopter flies, medyo may kaba tayo that it can falter on its own with nobody's intervention. Nire-repair nga, pero matagal na talaga. The metal fatigue and the constant reboring sa pag-repair, it will take its toll on the helicopter itself. Sabi ko kay General Lorenzana na, is there a way where we can replace them? Sabi niya, we have a pending still order of 32. Is it 32? Well, I can buy more or less. Madagdagan ko ng 5 yan o 6 before I go. Pero I cannot give you the entire 32. It will be spread along a number of years. At maghanap ako na magdadagang ko ng mga baski 5 and to phase out UV. Ang gaganda-ganda ng Black Hawk. Alam mo ganito yan. Nandito si Chief of Staff. Ang problema ko kasi whenever I read my briefer every night, nguno ko tinitignan yung mga sundalo kong nasawi and of course the wounded, and it grieves me deeply to realize that we can improve on this in terms of fighting capability and the airworthiness of yung, sabi ko na kailangan talaga mapalitan na to. I mean, it has come to age for retirement. Hindi na talaga pwede. So, it could be an insertion of the troops or a transport or whatever humanitarian runs that you have to make. Itong mga bagong madagdagan lang naman sana. Hindi itong pwedeng na ganito lang kasi bugbog ito. Pag bugbog ang equipments mo, medyo maalanganin rin tayo. So, kung madagdagan ng 32 yan, that would about maybe complete really the requirements. The standard minimum requirements of a working Air Force. Now, the reason why I'm walking on a tightrope, actually. I cannot afford to be brave in the mouth against China because, well, we are avoiding any confrontation. At a confrontation that would lead to something which we can hardly afford. At least not at this time. Kaya ako naman sa America, well, in the past, marami silang ang paghihinakit ko rin. We ask so much of them because they have taken so much from us. Libre sila to advance their troops in our land. Okay lang yan sa akin. But we do not like it because we want to remain neutral. We do not want to quarrel with anybody. But for the reason is that the exigency of the moment requires their presence here. Okay na lang ako dyan. But in the past, we ordered so much from them and so much were not delivered at all. Kaya huwag ninyo ako. Kaibigan ako ng Amerika, kaibigan ako ng China. But what I don't like is yung para kang bata na de-promise you and then, ganun yan eh. Mapunta yung mga top brass nila, this group will promise you. Once they take off, they forget all about it. And nobody is following until you keep on reminding them. And then that's time that I was able to talk to President Trump. Sinabi niya, what are our requirements? So we need the guided rockets. We have been asking for it. And as a matter of fact, we are willing to pay for it, Mr. President. But until now, it's still in the air. I think it was delivered after a few weeks, few months. Kaya ganun na. Do not be surprised with my... I'm not allied with anybody. I am ally. I-ally ko, buhay ko, pati ang ally ko, ang Pilipinas. Nobody else. Yun ang tandaan ninyo. Kung marinig ninyo ako, it's... the game here is geopolitics. The theater is really geopolitics. So ako naman, I'm just... hold on, my salita ko, not really to seriously offend. But sinasabi ko sa kanila na hindi pwede ito. I would like to put on notice if there's an American agent here that from now on, you want the visiting forces agreement done? Well, you have to pay. It's a shared responsibility. But your share of responsibility does not come free. Because after all, when the war breaks out, we all pay. You, kami, were nearest to the garrison, there were a lot of arsenals of the Chinese armed forces. Yun lang, kaya makita mo minsan suplado. Suplado talaga ako. I when I deal with them, talagang nagiging suplado ako. Simply because of past and the pinaka-past. And until now, kung hindi mo makausap mong presidente, dito ngayon wala akong, I don't expect anything. It's different when it is the Republican and the Democrat. The Democrat, new migration, they're allowing migration left and right. But that is their problem. Ang Amerika naman is war hawks talaga sila. But at least, inaano tayo. Nilalagay lang sa back burner yung mga samaan ng loob. So when the opportunity came and I talked to President Trump, sabi ko talaga sa kanya, we're hoping for that. We've been promised. And until now, it's still kaput. And I hope that the Americans would take notice of that. That their nearest possible inconvenient outpost would really be the Philippines, the eastern side, and Palawan. Kaya tandaan nila yan. I hope they would understand that we are nearest to a theater of war. Ang banatan dyan, it could be submarines and aircraft carriers and all. Madadamay talaga tayo. I do not want to participate in any adventure of that kind if I can help it. I am not against the Chinese, neither am I. Hindi ako pro-American. I am just a Filipino government worker working for the interest of my country. As we celebrate your achievements, let us take this occasion to remember and honor our uniformed personnel. I'm reading it twice. And the others who have died in the battlefield. Nung pumunta ako ng just give me about a little. Nung pumunta ako ng Hulo, nung namatay, needlessly, useless yung kamatayan ng Binumba. Sumama talaga ang loob ko. Nakita ko yung kalahating katawan ng sundalo. So, sabi ko kay Bongbong, punta tayo. Sabi niya, delikado mo yun. Panahon na natin. Pati tayo, doon tayo matatapos, di doon. That's about the journey of life. Punta ako. But totohanan yan, it might really have looked corny. Hilas sa Bisaya. Corny yan sa Corny of Hilas. But I did it purposely to honor. Ang sabi ko lang doon, when I kissed the ground, hindi ka malang nakapagdasal baski isang salita. Not even to mention the name of God. Kaya hinalikan ko yung lupa sa asar ko na I hope that their families and friends and comrades will take this of comfort in the thought that they are now in a more peaceful place with our Creator. True. They are now in the heavens and you can rest assured that your comrades and the family, that your loved ones, I do not believe in hell. I do not think that God will create hell. Otherwise, what would be his business in creating a hell when in the first place God created us? Then God would create something wherein he knows the beginning and the end of a human being in his journey in this planet na mapupunta ng impyerno. That's a stupid proposition. Everybody compassion. So God is forgiving. God is a forgiving God. Eh, kaya nagpapako sa cross yung kaibigan natin to save us from sin. Then what would be the purpose of being nailed in that cross when in spite of that, may impyerno pa pala tayo? On this note, allow me to convey the love and respect of a grateful nation. Again, I thank the dedicated men and women of our armed forces for their unwavering commitment and selfless service to the Filipino people and the entire nation. Again, in gratitude, I assure you that this administration will remain steadfast in doing our best to ensure to improve the welfare of the families of those who have gone ahead. Lahat naman tayo pupunta down, whether in the service or outside, then we will see each other there. Do not believe in hell. I have taken an issue with that, with my religion. It does not make any sense at all. Together, let us remain partners in protecting the life and liberty of all Filipinos and the sovereignty of our nation. Maraming salamat po.